You're not going to want to miss 1 second of today's Bombshell Show. We have an exclusive interview. George Papadopoulos is going to join us. He's going to talk about how the deep state set him up, who is behind the deep state, who he thinks is controlling and pulling the puppet strings for Joe Biden, where Kamala Harris lies in all of this, where is James Comey, how was Obama involved, who were the countries that actually tried to steal the election, who is Q. We're going to ask him all of these things. George Papadopoulos will be joining us, as well as Dr. Jane Ruby. She has a bombshell, apparently new information about the vaccine and the substance that's inside of it that everybody should be really scared of. It's all brought to you, of course, by Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. Joining us now is the independent fiduciary founder and CEO of Cortez Wealth Management, Carlos Cortez, the America First Patriot, joins us. Carlos, good afternoon.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me.
Of course. Sounds like it's going to be a bombshell show today. Can't wait to get into George Papadopoulos and then Jane Ruby. There's a new information coming out now about this vaccine. The vaccine is affecting the market as well, which seems to be just going up, right along with taxation, right along with inflation, now referred to as hyperinflation. The cabal can no longer run from this. The deep state is trying to break the backbone of the American economy and destroy the middle class.
I agree. As we said multiple times, as this vaccine just gets massively distributed and people consume, this horrific vaccine that's out time and time. How many text messages have you sent me and posts you've done with just another story of someone getting paralyzed or sick or even fatality happens? But regardless of it all, what they're doing is they're pumping this economy up. They're pumping this economy up, and consumer confidence is really off the charts. They're actually saying that brick and mortar is coming back as here to stay with a hybrid model of retail as well as online. Basically, these stores are going to be like an online showroom, so to speak. And just having that ability of growing the economy is going to grow as people are more comfortable. I'm a big Carolina Hurricanes fan. And last night, the whole stadium was there. It was rocking like a 2003 Stanley Cup. I mean, you're starting to see the NHL being comfortable with having these big events as well as UFC. So we're seeing things tick up from an economy standpoint. The problem is if you have an IRA, 401k, the tax trap is coming and you're growing your assets in a taxable bucket that we don't even know what the tax rates are going to be. So if you have a printing government, socialist agenda like Biden, someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah, and we know who it's going to be. We know exactly who it's going to be. And you have the strategies on how to avoid that. The never tax retirement strategy as part of the America First Retirement Plan, which you can find at CortezWM.com. You can also sign up for this free class that Carlos Cortez is selflessly putting on, expecting no money, expecting no obligation to do business with him, although you should. You can get involved with that class by signing up, going to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and then just enter the password Cortez. There's a schedule on there of when all of these events are taking place as well. By the way, as far as the hurricanes are concerned, my Minnesota Wild are not to be toyed with. So although we're buddies and I'd like to wish you good luck, you're going to need a whole lot more than luck as we get going here and progress into these playoffs for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we got to get past the Predators, then hopefully the Lightning.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
an uphill battle for your Canes, man. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I agree.
Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. George Papadopoulos just popped in and he is here and ready to rock and roll, along with Jane Ruby, who is on hold. And she is here to tell us about the poison that's inside of the vaccine. She's identified exactly what it is. All of that right now as the Stu Peters Show is on. What we are watching in plain sight right out in front of us are the criminal actions of progressive puppets that were installed by globalists that wish to completely destroy the nuclear family structure. Globalists that wish to weaken the military of our once great superpower, the only superpower that remained on the planet. The evil elites that are on a mission to tear down the framework of our loved republic. Stomp all over your freedom, steal your individual liberties, shred the Constitution of the United States of America, abolish Christianity, and ultimately, they want you dead. The power of this battle has been completely diminished, totally understated by a state-controlled fake news media that continues to push the propaganda strategically written by communists that control an installed regime. Despite the forensic proof spotlighting a completely hijacked election, video evidence of their lies surrounding a Hollywood script titled The Trump Insurrection, manufactured division sparked by the lies and complete falsehoods of systemic racism that in just one summer season caused $12 billion in damage to our communities, while terrorists freely roamed the streets as God-loving conservatives were targeted and jailed for speaking out, voicing their opposition to the radical invasion of our once free country. This isn't about Republicans and Democrats, folks. This is the true war, the final battle of good versus evil. And we have one job to do, and that's win. We can't fail. We can't lay down. We must win. Or these kids that we love so much, our greatest gifts from God, will be completely without hope. A child born today will never really know what it means to be truly free. Imagine that. To get an idea of how it ends, we must first be completely honest with ourselves and investigate the way that it started. Our eyes started to really open as the Great Awakening just first began when Donald J. Trump came down that escalator on that notorious ride with the woman that would soon become the First Lady of the United States. And that's when the cabal panicked. They started making mistakes right out in front of the wide open because they knew that their crimes would be exposed and they had to react. This wasn't about winning or losing a presidential election. This was about their lives. This was about saving their actual skin as their high crimes were certain to be revealed and the penalty for their evil lawlessness and atrocities against the people of the United States would most certainly be military tribunals or death. The deep state had no choice but to target and assassinate that man and everyone around him, including the former Ben Carson and Trump campaign advisor, best-selling author of Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs to Bring Down President Trump. George Papadopoulos went to prison as part of this abomination, and he's here with us now. Papa, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Stu. It's a real pleasure, and what you're doing is exactly what America needs today, getting the truth out there and having alternative platforms for people to get the true facts out there that have been so suppressed by the mainstream media. So I commend you, and I'm looking forward to this.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. So I obviously have questions. And then we're going to do something interesting because we're not the soundbite media. We're going to talk about Durham. We're going to do some election stuff, corruption, Arizona audit. I know you have limited time. Any upcoming accountability for those that have committed, you know, serious crimes against we the people. But millions of people would love the opportunity to do this. Sit down with you, maybe have a drink, corner you, pick your brain. So when I'm done with my questions, if it's okay with you, we'll go to my social media. We'll just throw out a few questions that came directly from the people. Are you good with that?
Absolutely. That's what this is all about.
Great. So according to the lying, communist-controlled, bought and paid for, state-run propaganda machine known as NBC News, your story is at the center of the Durham probe, which is frustrating the American public with how long it's being drawn out. So here's what everyone wants to know, and I'll let you just go in on it. Where is this thing leading? Where is Durham? Were you deposed by him? Does he really exist? And why is this taking so long?
Yeah, and this is actually the question of Biden's so-called presidency, and actually probably even Donald Trump's presidency, because as you explained, this goes back to 2015. This goes to an effort by the deep state to effectively guarantee that Obama would have had a third term. Obviously, President Trump stopped that initially, and now we have Biden fulfilling that prophecy that's taking this country down a path that none of us have ever seen before. So we have to look back at exactly how this whole thing started. When I left my work in D.C. and I joined Ben Carson's campaign, there wasn't a lot of activity there in terms of deep state operatives, suspicions going around in terms of rival presidential campaigns to Hillary Clinton's. Because at that point, everybody knew that Bernie Sanders was going to tank. He was going to give up. He was going to wave the white flag just like he always does. And Clinton would be the presumptive nominee and effectively would be Obama's third term. And there were only a couple candidates that would stand in that pathway that had a legitimate chance. Effectively, Ben Carson was the only one that was leading in the polls against Trump. If most of the viewers might remember that for that short period in the fall of 2015. And then you had a common sense candidate who just talked about issues that affected Americans' day-to-day lives in a time when ISIS was cutting people's heads off, illegal and illicit immigration was running rampant through this country, and our values were being upended and replaced with an abomination and values and topics that just have no place in American society, which we are now seeing implemented through the Biden administration. So candidate Trump, somebody who did not need to run for office, who had a great life, was a businessman in New York, a beautiful family, decided that he was going to do this for the American people. And that's what caught my attention. That's why after Ben Carson dropped out, I said, I want to join this campaign. I joined the campaign, and immediately, even before the global media knew that I was even part of this campaign, and I guarantee you this happened to General Flynn and likely others, there were eyes on us. The deep state was watching all rival candidates to see who had a chance at beating Hillary Clinton. And that's when the deep state swarmed. And I could get into some of these examples. But what Durham is looking into, he is finalizing the trilogy. And that trilogy started with the Mueller, not hoax. People misunderstand. They call it a hoax, the Russia hoax. Of course, it was a hoax. But this was a premeditated investigation, premeditated assault against a rival campaign in order to upend not only Donald Trump's campaign or people's lives like mine initially, but it was to upend the people's will and the vote of 75 million Americans. That's what this is really all about. It's not about George Papadopoulos. It's not even about President Trump. It's about the people. And the people were assaulted. This was an assault on the Constitution. This was an assault on the democratic process. And what Durham is looking into is who was behind this. And it simply wasn't the FBI. And it was not only the CIA, but global actors. And that's where the meat of the action of Durham is all about. That's why this is taking so long. And I could get into some of the specifics, but that's a general summary of what led us to where we are with Trump, with Durham, and some of these specific allegations that I've laid out, not only in congressional testimony, but obviously in my book, being deposed by John Ratcliffe, who was obviously the head of the DNI, Mark Meadows, who was the chief of staff at the White House. And I laid out the facts. I explained to them, just like I'm going to explain to you and your viewers, this was an operation led by the socialist movement around the world to stop an incipient nationalistic, anti-globalist campaign by Donald Trump. That's why you had countries like Italy involved, the UK, Australia, using their operatives to spy on our campaign to stop it before it even emerged, because they all had vested interest in a Clinton presidency. And that's why some people who have watched your show and are familiar with the story will kind of scratch their heads and say, you know what, Papadopoulos is right. Why was George Papadopoulos and General Flynn targeted by operatives in London? Why were they trying to plant fake stories against General Flynn in London, George Papadopoulos in London? Why was so much action in Europe? And the reason was, for all the viewers to understand, is because this was a global effort to try to stop a nationalist, populist, American first leader candidate, Donald Trump. They failed. They were caught. They were exposed. And the first step towards justice that we have begin to see was this indictment by Kevin Kleinsmith. People say, oh, he was a low-level person. This wasn't a low-level person. This individual was working not only with the Clinton campaign emails at the FBI, but was directly appointed by Bob Mueller to work on his team. He was working on the Flynn case. He was working on my case and the Carter Page case. And he was found to have been altering documents. And the reason I think Durham indicted him first, presented him to the American public first, is because he wanted to show the American public that this entire thing was fabricated. This was a setup from the beginning, and that people like Kevin Kleinsmith were taking orders. And how high up did those orders go? That's what we could get into.
Do you have any idea?
Well, let's look at some of the facts. The operatives who were targeting General Flynn, myself, and the campaign were coming from the highest levels of foreign governments, such as the UK, Australia, the so-called Five Eyes. A lot of your viewers have probably heard of this term, the Five Eyes intelligence agreement. It's no coincidence that myself and General Flynn and others were being spied on abroad, and that the British government was attacking candidate Trump. If you look at some video from 2015, 2016, the Prime Minister of the UK, David Cameron, was openly attacking Donald Trump, calling him a menace, a pariah, somebody who should not be in office, and that effectively the world should stop him. And that's what they tried to do. They were open about it, except it was something that the mainstream media never covered. They tried to cover it up in this Russia fantasy, this Russia stuff that never made sense from the beginning, because I've never met a Russian official in my life. General Flynn had nothing to do with the Russians except go to speak at some conference, as he's done at a million other conferences throughout his entire career. And Donald Trump, as an America First candidate, put the American worker and the American energy renaissance on par with affecting Russia's standing in the world. So what I think happened, as I explained, I think this went directly to Obama. I think it's a very sensitive issue because Obama was directly involved here. He was running the show in coordination with these governments abroad, like the UK, like Australia, that had interests in a Clinton presidency. She lost. It's now being exposed. And the reason Durham's probe, in my opinion, is taking so long is because look what we're talking about here. We're talking about a Western government conspiracy against a rival presidential campaign and an attack on American democracy. This was not an attack by China, Pakistan, Iran, Russia, where you could easily point the finger and say, oh, those are one of our competitors, or those are one of our enemies. So, of course, it'll be easy to reveal what they did. The reason this is taking so long is because there are no Russians in the story. There are no Chinese. There are no Iranians. There are no Pakistanis. There's no Hamas. There are a lot of Italians. There are some Israelis. There are a lot of British and a lot of Australians. And that's what the deep state wants to cover up. They don't want to highlight how the deep state uses these foreign governments as part of the Five Eyes intelligence agreement to circumvent the U.S. Constitution, to effectively spy on American citizens. And in just this case, what they were not only doing was spying on an American citizen like myself and Donald Trump and General Flynn. They were trying to rewrite history, upend the 2016 election, and effectively destroy Donald Trump's presidency. They failed in all costs, and that's exactly why we had impeachment number two. We have now this another impeachment 3.0 with the January 6th insurrection stuff that they're trying to paint across the media, and it's all going to fail, and Durham is going to reveal it. And that's why I have been so confident that just be patient. Yeah. John Durham doesn't need to be doing this. He has no reason to be special counsel into Biden's presidency if he had nothing. John Durham was appointed 2 years ago. He has it all. I know who he's interviewed going back to October of 2019. He's waiting on something for the right moment. And I think that right moment is going to come up very soon, simultaneously with the results of these audits that are really going to highlight how corrupt not only the Obama administration was, but what Joe Biden's role might have been in impacting this last election too. That goes back into 2015, 2016 with Obama.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of that.
That's my prediction.
And we're going to talk specifically about that. Mainstream media, they will cut segments, turn off microphones, transition out of interviews when names are mentioned like Soros, Rothschilds, Obama. These are like faux pas. You don't say this because they're covering. They're part of the globalist propaganda machine. We know how they work. So you mentioned Obama quite a bit. We've talked specifically many times about Obama handing the football off to Hillary Clinton. They had the 16-year plan to punch this thing into the end zone. Trump caused the fumble on the goal line and delayed this thing. So do you believe that it's Obama that's pulling the Biden puppet strings? Or who do you think it is that's behind the curtain?
Effectively, I mean, it's not just my opinion. These are the facts. This is Obama's third term under Biden. Biden is clearly senile. This is a man who's unfit to walk my dog, let alone run the United States of America. Kamala Harris is watching over him like a vulture. You could just simply watch. She's watching closely. She's ready to be appointed. And Rick Grenell, who a lot of your viewers are familiar with, who was a patriot during the Trump administration and actually had a key role in a lot of this declassified stuff that we're just now learning about, including me learning and the American public learning that the FBI was wiretapping my phone calls with Fox News without a warrant. And that's something that the Federalist came out with just a couple months ago. So that was something that Rick Grenell helped release. And he effectively said that Susan Rice is running the presidency. This is Obama's third term. This is all of Obama's pals and gals who are effectively behind Biden, assuring that he doesn't, as Obama said, F things up. This was a famous quote by Barack Obama that Joe Biden essentially, you know, could screw up a cup of coffee. And I think Obama wanted to guarantee that he would have some sort of legacy of socialism in this country, pseudo-communism. He did attempt that from 2000 during his first two terms in office. As you said, Donald Trump created this fumble, and now they have to make sure that Biden is propped up enough to implement whatever he's doing. Have you ever seen a president work as hard or as quickly as he has to change America from within and abroad as Joe Biden? What's the rush?
They promised us they were going to do it. They told us. They telegraphed it. They said exactly what they were going to do. They told us how they were going to steal an election. They told us how they were going to insert communism. They've done it without a single shot being fired. They've completely become successful at suppressing speech. The First Amendment is all but gone. This feed will probably be cut during, you know, live. I mean, it's insane. Look at the president of the United States deplatformed. It's unprecedented. And they told us they were going to do it. They've been exposed. We know a very little amount. The swamp, I would imagine, is much deeper than President Donald Trump ever imagined that it would be when he made the campaign promise to begin draining it and pull the plug on this thing. I mean, when he got to where he is, and when you firsthand were able to witness the depths and the power associated with this roundtable of elites, this faction, this global cabal, I'm sure it was just mind-boggling. But we have seen evidence, and we know, for example, Obama illegally spied, used the DOJ and federal assets to illegally spy on campaigning Trump and then into his presidency. We know about 33,000 emails. I mean, these people are still walking around free. The big question and the frustration is, I mean, do you believe that any of these exposed deep state criminals will ever be held accountable for the crimes they committed against President Trump and, moreover, against the American people?
If there's one thing from this interview that I want the viewers to grasp in their mind moving forward is to focus on the global players that were involved here and to understand why this is such a unprecedented, sensitive, and very complicated investigation that Durham is looking into. I know that people think that Barr simply disappeared off the face of the planet and didn't do anything. The only thing Barr could have done and did was work hand in hand with John Durham to get certain facts about what was going on. And I've been posting some things on Twitter recently. On my Twitter is @GeorgePapa19, if anybody is interested in keeping updated on Twitter, about how John Durham and William Barr were traveling the world and meeting with various intelligence services around the world, including in Italy, including in Australia, including in the UK, and giving this information to John Durham to then launch his criminal probe. People sometimes, this thing is so complicated, people even forget how it even became a criminal probe. So let me just lay out some facts here, because the first thing I want people to remember is focus on the global action that was going on. And if General Flynn comes on this show and talks about this, he'll say what I'm telling you to. Focus on what was going on in London, not what was going on in New York, because that's where all the action really was in terms of the spying and who I think is eventually going to be held accountable. And what I want the viewers to understand is this simply wasn't Peter Strzok and Lisa Page acting at like Rambo or, you know, some sort of pseudo green beret operation here against some people. They were working in a concerted effort with foreign governments and foreign elites out there with a lot of interest, with a lot of money at stake, with a lot of different trade agreements that would have put a lot of money in their pocket, that wanted to destroy Donald Trump's campaign for no other reason than that. And then they wanted to just basically frame people like myself, General Flynn, some other random people, even Donald Trump and the Russians.
And CIA operatives. Russian... We talked to somebody who was jailed in Italy for 8 years after going to Gina Haspel, who was then in Italy, and said, hold on a minute, this Steele dossier, this thing hasn't been vetted. This information doesn't seem to check out. And Haspel went with it anyways. Now the director of the CIA. I mean, this is insane. You're right. The depths of this global investigation has to be very overbearing, I guess, for lack of better words. But it's the inundated information that Durham is trying to soak up and piece through. I can't imagine, as an investigator myself, going through something like that. And then at the same time, hearing the American people going, well, where is it? Where is it? Why is it not here yet?
Yeah. Just don't have despair here. This isn't about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Those were always the red herrings. And I try to explain that on various interviews I was giving over the last years. Don't focus on just the one Steele dossier. There's a lot more. And look what just came out last week. There was a second Steele dossier. Okay. I said, don't focus on Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And why did I say that? Because I know that John Durham was investigating the CIA going back into 2019. I know some of the guys at the DIA and at the State Department that John Durham was interviewing in 2019, that their names have never even gone public to this day. They're in my book. Maybe there's been a report about them. If people are interested in some of these guys, you'll see their names in the book. People like Terrence Dudley, Gregory Baker. These are all intelligence people working with the Obama administration who are running into people like me, others, that no one's ever even heard of. So you can understand that John Durham is keeping this very close because he doesn't want it to be seen as a political thing. He doesn't want this to be tainted should this go to court. Because what's going to happen is if people like Comey, who, by the way, has been silent for the last 4 months, in case anyone hasn't been following Jim Comey, who used to talk every single day.
Yeah, diarrhea of the mouth. He never stopped talking.
He never stopped talking. He's disappeared off the face of the planet since Biden came to office. And people are asking, where is Jim Comey? Where is he? Where are some of these key players that were involved in Spygate, Obamagate? And they've all gone underground. And I think they're not underground. I think John Durham knows exactly where these people are. And there's a reason that they're quiet, because they have an accountability waiting for them. And that's something I want people to just be patient about. Focus on how big this investigation is. Don't just focus on the small details like Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, the Steele dossier. As I just explained during this interview, focus on the foreign governments that were involved and what kind of foreign governments. These are NATO countries, these are U.S. allies, and these are countries that share intelligence with the United States. So essentially what John Durham is doing is he's attacking the deep states of America and the West, not Russia, China, Iran, Pakistan, and U.S. enemies. Okay, that's the first thing. Don't focus simply on Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and one Steele dossier. There are a lot more players. And just last week, we learned that there was a second Steele dossier that went into Trump's presidency. Just understand why these people were involved, what their motivations were, what countries were involved, what type of leadership was in those countries at the time. And it all goes back to people like Soros, who was actually funding and supporting many of these governments in Italy, the United Kingdom, Australia at that point. People like Alexander Downer, who is this infamous Australian diplomat who lied about me essentially to try and cover up for the FBI. He was a Clinton Foundation donor. He donated $25 million to the Clinton Foundation and was a personal friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And this random individual was used to lie about the Trump campaign to launch or to do a cover launch spying attempt against us that we all knew was bogus. And everybody kept focusing on the Steele dossier. And now we know there was a second Steele dossier going into the Trump presidency. So what Barr kept doing and what John Durham kept doing is they kept saying, focus on the Steele dossier and understand that there was a fraud committed on the FISA court. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hannity and everybody kept saying fraud on the FISA court, premeditated fraud. Why were they saying that? If you use junk disinformation to get a FISA warrant during a campaign, that's one issue. If you use it to get it during the Trump presidency, like we now know there was a second Steele dossier and the FBI continued to use him when they knew he was working for Clinton, you can't overcome that burden of a probability that the FBI did not know what they were doing. And I think that's where John Durham is really investigating people like Jim Comey now, others in the FBI. And he's going to be focusing on where a lot of this fake information was really coming from.
Yeah.
Was it coming from the British, the Australians, the Italians, people like Christopher Steele? Who was feeding this information? Why was the FBI using this disinformation to get warrants? And why did they continue into Trump's presidency? So people should just really focus and read some of these articles. They're new articles. I know there's a lot of information out there, but these are very important things that people just really need to focus on moving forward to understand where I think Durham is going.
Okay. Speaking of information, you know, the left wants to blame Q as this violence inciting, you know, misinformation, disinformation, this anonymous thing, person, whatever it is, nobody really knows. If that is such a point of contention, and amid all of the other federal investigations going on, and I know you may not even have personal information this, but just asking you to speculate from your previous positions and from your current standpoint of understanding, why no federal investigation into who is Q?
Look, I just go with what facts I know, because I like to tell people facts. I don't want innuendo. I don't want people to get into the weeds.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, I want people to just look at the big picture. And I don't know Q or whatever Q is, has said many different things that did not come to fruition. I've never publicly talked about it because I don't know about it. And that's something I'm just transparent about. And good. I don't know.
And we can leave it at that. I mean, if you had any insight, great. And we can just leave it there. But again, I only follow God. I don't follow Q. I don't follow any of that. It's, you know, in the land of mis and disinformation, you have to really consider everything to be a possibility, a sad place where we are. But as part of the Great Awakening, that's a responsibility that we need to bear. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk Arizona and election audit. I was on a live yesterday with Bobby Payton, Crypto Beatles, and Liz Harris. Payton was exposing real numbers and kind of giving Americans an easy way to run their own little audits, right? Right in the middle of this broadcast, YouTube nuked Liz Harris's channel. It's obvious that they want to hide what's going on. They're part of the communist cover-up and the propaganda machine, these big tech people, Silicon Valley. Your Twitter feed is flooded with the importance of Arizona. Tell the listeners and viewers, why do all roads lead through that state?
Look, on May 24th, and I call Arizona America's audits, because a lot of what's going to happen in Arizona is going to reverberate through this entire country. If there is a significant fraud found in Arizona, which a lot of people are talking that there was likely a lot of illegal activity going on there with, you know, some of these counts and how the counts were tallied and whether votes were even counted when they came to Donald Trump. On May 24th, those recounts are going to start. That's next Monday. If my dates are correct, May 24th is next Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I'm reading actually right here from the Arizona Republican Party is that they're telling us, stay engaged, stay focused, and support this cause, because this is America's audit. We have to finish this audit. And what we find in Arizona can actually impact other swing states and other very contested close states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Georgia is another hot potato that no one seems to want to touch. I know there's some people like Vernon out there who wants to run for governor and is allied with Trump and believes that there has to be an audit out there. There's some pushback over there by the governor. That's why Arizona, and all roads lead through Arizona, because if Arizona, nothing's there, this is all going away, and we're going to have a long time between today and 2022 through the midterms, which are as important, in my opinion, as the 2024 presidential election. If we have America First candidates and patriots running and taking over seats, we have rhinos out there like Liz Cheney, Kinzinger out of Illinois, and some of these other establishment types who are going to get a lot of this PAC money to run and maybe take over Congress. It doesn't matter. Because the GOP in its current form is simply controlled opposition.
I wish they would stop sending me mail. I don't support you people.
But that's what it is. When they say I'm a principled conservative, that's just today's talk for, I am a liberal, I'm a closet liberal, who does not want to promote the new Republican Party, America First. We want to go back to George W. Bush and promote endless wars, free trade that destroyed American jobs at home and industries at home, and destroyed the American middle class.
Yeah.
That's not what today's American voters want, especially the Republican voters. For some reason, they want to go back to that. They might find it more controllable. Maybe that's what the special interest wants. That's why Donald Trump constantly talked about the special interests and their input on these candidates and why they're trying to go back to this. But we do have some patriots out there currently in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, some others who I could name off the top of my head that a lot of your viewers and you know all about, that I hope really lead this charge into 2022, keep exposing what I think amounted to fraud, the deep state, which amounted to a bigger fraud in many ways, because it essentially tried to rewrite history in America. If we were not talking about these issues, who knows how history would have been written in this country, and no one would have ever learned the truth. And people like Barack Obama would have been left unscathed with a seemingly clean presidency. Joe Biden would have simply walked into the office as a guy that overtook a conspiracy theorist like Trump. That's what they were trying to push in the media.
Yeah,
the media wanted that to be the storyline that Americans for generations, not only ours, but moving forward, would always remember. And as people like you, what we're talking about here, America's Audit in Arizona and John Durham are exposing and looking into that, I believe will finally set the facts out there, will rewrite history in the manner that Americans deserve, and will hold those accountable who did try to attack not only Donald Trump and his team, but America and America's democracy first and foremost, because this is about the people. This is about American patriots who love this country, God-fearing patriots out there. And that's what I'm fighting for.
And I don't want to understate what you're saying is, I mean, very powerful. I don't want to understate this. I mean, we're talking military tribunals. We're talking execution squads. We're talking treason, high crimes against American people. It's insane. When it's proven that the election was stolen, what happens next? I mean, is it possible that action is actually taken? Hey, this thing was completely fraudulent. Let's just say, let's speculate that that's what happens. My dad always told me to trust my gut, George. So I'm going to go with that. We're going to find out that this was massive, widespread, stolen fraud, completely hoax election. Then what?
I'm a guy that goes with my intuition too. And my intuition saved me a lot of headaches. And for people that want to understand a lot of the setups that were going into the campaign, including so-called honeypots, money thrown in people's laps, spies, different things, you can understand that I'm with you on intuition. You have to follow your gut. But just like in 2016 and 2018 and impeachment 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, we're in uncharted territory here. This road has never been paved. We don't know where this is going to go. But if there was a willful attempt to attack our democracy and our Constitution and the will of the American people, and Arizona uncovers that and it reverberates throughout this entire country, and that the FBI and other institutions, including the Obama administration, put their elbow on the scale of justice and tried to tilt elections in their favor by corruption, we have to follow those facts and we have to wait to see where those lead before we get into any conclusions. But that's why Arizona is where all the action is right now, why people should all be focusing on what people in Arizona are doing, what the state GOP is doing there, and where this recount starting Monday is going to lead, because I think it could really change the dynamics that we've been talking about here today and the future of this country and expose fraud like we've never seen.
Talking to George Papadopoulos, he's the author of Deep State Target. You can find him on Twitter at GeorgePapa19, GeorgePapa19. All right, so I know you got to get out of here. You've seen the power of the deep state firsthand. Everyday unsuspecting Americans have an idea, but they really haven't seen the true power held in the depths of this swamp, and everyone has questions for you. So before I let you get out of here, I promised that I would throw a couple of questions directly from the people. So in Telegram, real quickly, Michelle asks, was Pence funneling information to the Democrats when he was vice president?
Look, I can't speak about Pence, but I could just let people go and look at what public statements people like President Trump and others have said about his own vice president. I'm not saying that President Trump has addressed that particular issue, But all I could say is that I think Mike Pence has let a lot of people down. I think he had an opportunity on the 6th to really impose himself through the Constitution. He wasn't going to upend destroy the Constitution. He had the power to change a lot of events that happened on January 6th. He decided to step away and allow what we have now seen, are millions of Americans thinking that this election was fraudulently stolen. And I don't think he has a future in the Republican Party. So I think he shot himself in the foot just by not standing up and, imposing himself.
Yeah, he didn't have to reinvent anything. He didn't have to write any laws or reinvent the wheel, certainly. Okay, also from my Telegram channel, Jeff Callahan wants me to ask, in your opinion, how serious is the infiltration of the U.S. military by the Marxists?
Look, we just saw what's happened with this patriot over at Space Command, where they fired him because he did try to expose this Marxist ideology that's seeping into our military establishment, where essentially they're putting the woke ideology before the U.S. Constitution. The military now is supposed to defend woke ideology, leftist ideology, before even the Constitution. And patriots who have gone out there and exposed that and are trying to talk about it publicly have been fired. And that's exactly why we do need, and as just like Matt Gaetz and others in Congress have stated, we need Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, to come before Congress and testify to understand exactly what they're trying to indoctrinate our military with and how far up this goes and who is actually running these programs into our military. Because our military is our first and last defense, both domestic and abroad, against domestic and foreign enemies.
Yeah.
If our military is weakened from within, what are China, Iran, Russia going to do to this country or our interests domestic and abroad? And we have to look at the bigger picture. Wokeism, communism, leftism has absolutely no role in the United States military. You want to keep it in the schools for impressionable 18, 19, 20-year-olds? Leave it there. Let people waste their money to understand it and to end up never getting a job because of their worthless degrees or getting out of these liberal institutions. But don't put this into the military.
Yeah.
Don't waste our service men and women's time with this nonsense. Keep it to the impressionable 18-year-olds. They'll finally wake up later. You know what Churchill said? If you're not a liberal when you're 20, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by 30, you have no brain. People end up waking up eventually when they start seeing the facts. So I'm not worried about the students. I'm worried about what's happening with the military.
On Twitter, Joel Rainey asks, do you think the FBI will release any more evidence in the Russia probe?
About a month ago or two, there was a declassified document that came out that stated that the FBI was wiretapping my phone calls with Fox News through the campaign before Crossfire Hurricane even started. So when John Durham and William Barr openly stated that this investigation goes way back into likely 2015, we're going to understand how far back it goes, who initiated this, for what purpose, what agencies were involved, and whether Obama was pulling the strings. And that's something I am very confident we are going to get a conclusion on very soon.
Les3 Patriot asks, and there's just one more after this, where's the $10K that Bob Mueller and the corrupt FBI sought at the airport? Was the money marked? Did the FBI have serial numbers on that money?
So that's just one of a series of attempts at entrapments remember when I said, don't call this the Russia hoax anymore. Call this the premeditated operation against the rival campaign, because that's exactly what this was. They went, and this operation was abroad. This was in Israel, by the way. Remember I was talking about the foreign elements, the foreign countries involved here?
Mm-hmm.
This was an operation that took place while I was on vacation, essentially with my girlfriend, now wife, Simona, where they threw money in my lap. I thought it was suspicious. I leave it with a lawyer. I'm flying back to Washington, D.C., and I have 10 FBI agents looking through my luggage for money. This money, if you watch the Bob Mueller testimony, Devin Nunes brought it up. He asked Bob Mueller to his face, where's this $10,000? What was this all about? Bob Mueller looked like a deer in headlights. He was terrified. This type of information was never supposed to get out there. Never. And this money, I can't get into too much because there's an ongoing criminal matter into this stuff. I could just assure you that we are going to find out where those serial numbers end up.
And finally, I think that was the question of the day, but I called this the question of the day. Comes from Logan P80 on Twitter. Can anything stop what is coming? We know the answer, but I want to hear him say it.
Nothing is going to stop what's coming in terms of accountability in this country against the deep state and against a lot of these actors we've had this very interesting conversation all about today. You have to be patient. You have to understand how complicated and how global this operation was against the 2016 campaign going into the Trump presidency. You have to understand that John Durham is not there wasting his time. He's not there collecting a paycheck. This is a serious prosecutor. This is a prosecutor who's indicted, or I shouldn't say indicted, who's investigated the CIA in the past. He's a non-biased, no BS type of person. He's exactly the type of person we needed in there. And Attorney General Barr did the right thing by appointing him special counsel before he left office. And I have full faith that Durham will do the right thing. He knows exactly what happened, and he's interviewed the key players going back to October of 2019. He's waiting for the right moment to strike. He's sitting on this. And I think that's why I said we need to see what happens in Arizona. And I think what happens in Arizona is actually going to reveal a lot of the corruption that happened in 2020, that started in 2016, and it's likely going to come out simultaneously. Timing is everything. Hold the faith and just watch out.
He is the former Carson and Trump campaign advisor, best-selling author of Deep State Target. Get his book, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs to Bring Down President Trump. George Papadopoulos, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Stu.
We sure do appreciate George Papadopoulos, all of his time coming on the show, exposing the truth about the deep state, the cabal, who the players are, and what to look for. Very encouraging words from George Papadopoulos. Nothing is going to stop what is coming. These people will get justice. In the meanwhile, if you want to step on these snakes like I do every single day, when I come into the studio, I put my feet up and show everybody that I'm stepping on these snakes. Obama, Clinton, Gates, Fauci, Biden, Pelosi, all of these communists, these radical progressive tyrants that hate America, that are trying to take this country over, that are doing everything that they can, throwing patriots in jail, allowing insurrectionists, real violent terrorist mobs to run our streets, cause $12 billion in damage over one summer season with little to no criminal prosecution, no accountability whatsoever. These are the people that you can step all over. Go to steponsocks.com right now. These socks do give you a sense of emboldenment, all right? They do give you a satisfaction when you throw on these 100% cotton, Patriot-designed, high-quality socks. Three pairs for just $17.76, by the way. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get the Stu Peters discount, $17.76 for a three-pack. Step on these snakes all day long. Walk around in these red, white, and blue 100% cotton, high-quality socks. You can't get a piece of garbage t-shirt for $17.76. You can't even get a hat, for crying out loud, for that price. But at steponsocks.com right now, you can get the Stu Peters discount where you get three pairs, not one, not two, but three pairs, red, white, and a blue pair of these wonderful, magnificent, Patriot-designed, high-quality, 100% cotton, no-slip socks with the rubber bottom on there, so you won't slip and fall down when you're dancing around, stomping on your wood floors or tile or any other slippery surface, where you are proclaiming to the world that you are not a sheep, but that you are stepping all over these communist tyrants that are trying to steal your liberty, stomp on your freedom, shred this Constitution, and take over our republic. Not going to stand for it. Go to steponsocks.com right now. The best way to support this platform is by supporting our sponsors, and you get something wonderful in return. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a three-pack for $17.76 at steponsocks.com. You remember us talking about that VAERS system. It's slow, it's corrupt, it's being manipulated by the CDC. Things are being deleted, specifically after I bring attention to it, very convenient. And even with all of that corruption, it's still telling a terrible story about injury and death. A fraction of it. And we talked about how ridiculous it is to take an experimental injection. We've been warning you, Dr. Jane Ruby says, hashtag just wait, for which the studies have not even been completed. There's no safety data for a flu with almost a 100% recovery rate. But now, as if it wasn't bad enough, Dr. Jane Ruby has another bombshell for us. Apparently, information is coming in revealing what these shots are made of, and it's not what you thought. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. Blow us away.
Stu, it just keeps getting worse, and I hope people will just wait. Remember I shared with everyone from the very beginning. This was not a vaccine. This was an injection that's still experimental, and it is delivering to your body a code, a messenger RNA code to tell your body to make the spike protein that's on the outside of the coronavirus. In order to get that into your body, we have talked about previously a delivery system called the nanolipid particle. Well, we just are learning more and more about what this nanolipid particle is, and I'm stunned myself as a medical professional. I shared with you, and I know you'll share with your viewers, from the website of a chemical company. It's in the public domain. Anyone can access it. The chemical being used in several of the four companies that are under emergency use authorization, injecting, who are now trying to inject our babies and our children, are using something called SM102 as their lipid nanoparticle. What's the problem, you ask? Big problem. Let me just read to you from the Cayman Chemical website about SM102, their product description. Administration, and by the way, this is an enzyme partly that's called luciferase mRNA. I thought it was a joke at first. I had to read it three times. Administration of luciferase mRNA in SM102 containing lipid nanoparticles induces hepatic, that's from the liver, luciferase expression in mice. Formulations containing SM102 have been used in the development of lipid nanoparticles for the delivery of mRNA-based vaccines. And they're talking about in experiments so far. And then they have this giant black box warning, which says this product is not, and they emphasize it in bold, not for human or veterinary use. Stu, what is it doing inside that's part of what we call the excipients, all the stuff around this mRNA? What is it doing in these injections? And what are we doing to half the population of the United States and the world, as well as what are they trying to do now? They're ramming it toward our children. Hmm. It's stunning.
All of our most horrific predictions seem to be coming true. And you know, this depopulation and this intentional poisoning, they knew that it would shed. They knew that there would be something transmitted. They knew that it wasn't the virus, but it was actually the spike proteins causing people to get ill and be sick. I mean, all of these things now coming to fruition and seeing this happen right before our eyes. It's absolutely horrific.
And don't forget, I've said to you, we have not found any evidence yet of how or if the body turns this spike factory off. So this could be a lifelong production of it. I do want to leave you all on a positive note that up to the May 19th VAERS report, for all the shortcomings you listed today, they at least are now showing a significant drop in what's called the daily count of people receiving dose one, reported to the CDC by date administered in the United States. So I'm hoping people are listening to your show and they're standing back and hashtag just wait.
I think that's what's happening. We will take some credit for that. And as this thing continues to develop, I know that you said that we haven't been able to quite confirm that, but because of your responsibility in medicine, when you get it, I understand and I trust that you will come to us with it. You've been very good about providing information to our listeners. It could save lives. Just wait. Dr. Jane Ruby, you can reach her in her encrypted and private Proton Mail at drjaneruby@protonmail.com. She's a medical expert with 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. You should listen to her, take her seriously, find her wherever. And if you have questions, go ahead and send them. She's also a Stu Peters Show contributor. And for that, we are very grateful. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Absolutely horrific stuff. And folks, Dr. Ruby is a medical expert. She's a doctor, 20 years of medical research, pharmaceutical experience in research. But this stuff, folks, it's written right out in the wide open for you to see, as you can see, right on the indiana.gov website. It's telling you that this stuff is in there, and then you just go research what this stuff is, and there it is. But yet these oligarchs, Facebook, Silicon Valley executives, Twitter, YouTube, even TikTok, the CCP TikTok, will take this stuff down because they don't want the truth getting out there. And so, folks, that's why I want to tell you this. No matter what platform you're watching this on right now, specifically if you're watching this on Facebook or on Twitter, I will tell you, these platforms are going to stop broadcasting this program. It's imminent. They are going to do it. And so the only way, if you're one day you're like, I wonder where the Stu Peters show went. Don't think that we just went away, folks. Trust me. We will be at StuPeters.tv, StuPeters.com, StuPeters.tv, RedVoiceMedia.com. That is where the truth lives. And every single day at 6 p.m. Eastern, you will find this show over there. So get over there, get on the email list, don't miss one thing, and if we're deleted here, we will be found there. Also, don't forget about our CBD company. It's an America First company. It's a company that was founded by a veteran of the United States military, a hero, Tim Klund. He did it to help his fellow veterans with PTSD. Little did he know that the product line would absolutely explode and that he would have things that could help you. They helped me. And they will help you too. Psychological issues like the PTSD we mentioned, ADHD, maybe you have migraine headaches, allergies, arthritis, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. Get rid of the narcotics that these doctors want to shove down your throat and deal with your pain, psychological or physical, using the holistic and natural methods of CBD. Get over to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Use the promo code VET50 to get 50% off site-wide at AmericaFirstOil.com. 50% off. It's a big discount. Remember, until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!